B-Pod Studios.
Okay.
You're on the air.
We're on the air.
It's about time.
It is a gorgeous Wednesday morning.
This is going to be fun.
Fun?
Fun.
Can he be any more fun? I ask, but the answer is clearly no.
I will see all of you in the fun zone.
Boy, oh boy, I'm glad it's Wednesday.
We've got a show to put on.
You know what time it is?
It's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to Hump Day. It's a beautiful morning out there. A little bit on the cool side. 54 degrees. Right now, and we'll bring you up to speed here on the forecast to take you all the way through the holiday weekend. Let you know what's coming up. I think it's going to be okay.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I think you have a good one. Okay, so stuff we got coming up on the program today. Let's start off with dirty laundry. What are you going to be covering today?
Well, he says it was a romantic fling. She says he was a creepy old guy. Who are we talking about? I love revisionist history.
It's coming up 7:45 this morning. Okay, yeah, we're going to answer the question, what is the most dangerous job in America? That's coming up today. Jeopardy James just continued to vaporize the competition on Jeopardy last night.
Solid. Boy, Tom Brady just took a deep breath, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He didn't. Almost had to eat his strawberry.
God.
Let me see. What's dirtier? This will be one of your quizzes.
God.
What's dirtier, cash, coins, or credit cards? Okay, we're talking about bacteria, okay?
Okay.
Win a grand in 60 seconds, coming up in about 10 minutes for you here. And today, could we please talk about your air conditioners?
Can we also talk about if you have a wedding on a long weekend, like Memorial Day weekend, are you a monster?
Yep. No, I think so, yeah.
You are, definitely.
Wait a minute.
I don't think it's really even a discussion.
Right. Yep, yeah, case closed.
I don't think, if anybody's having a wedding on this weekend and feels strongly about it, that it's a good idea.
No. If you go to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, you look up monster.
Yes.
There it says right at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Got someone gets married on Memorial Day week.
Okay. Guess what? I got married on Memorial Day week.
You're a monster.
Oh, well.
All
it looks good on you, though.
This morning right here on the Warner Water Morning Show. Well, I don't know if I want to sit next to her.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all about the impact of Jeopardy James. James Holzhauer, the guy who is just destroying everybody on Jeopardy, and he won again last night, won over $85,000 again last night. He's over $1.8 million in his total winnings now. And is there any end to this? Is anybody going to be able to stop him?
I am suffering from Holzhauer fatigue.
Are you really?
Yes, and I don't think I'm alone here. I was very excited in the beginning, and it was really interesting, and now it's just becoming boring. Because he's not only just... He's just spanking the competition. It's not even fun. It's like watching a team get beat constantly.
It's like watching the Globetrotters.
Right.
That's a good point. Those Washington Generals never had a chance. Amazing. Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing, too, because...
Who was Meadowlark Lemon?
Right. The people who are on Jeopardy, I mean, they've waited... Some of these people have waited years and years and years. They've taken the test and tried to get on Jeopardy. They finally get on Jeopardy, and they say, oh, who are you up against? Oh, James Holzhauer. Oh, terrific.
I mean, it's not like the guy's cheating. It's legit. And he's smart and he knows exactly what he's doing. And, you know, no one can touch him except the guy who from, where was he from locally?
Ashland.
Local guy from Ashland who got a little close, lost almost by $8, $18 or something. I just think I was really excited and I'm not a typical Jeopardy fan. So I was one of those outliers who tuned in. And now I'm like, there's no point in watching it because he's going to win. And that's when you know the ending, it's like, why read the book?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe one of these nights, some guy, some gal going to
call
come in
me.
There and, and boom, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he'll make a mistake.
But that's what happened to me because I hadn't watched all along until the Adam Levin episode.
Yep.
On, and all of a sudden, you know, he missed the first question and
that's
all of a sudden it was like,
oh,
yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Right down to the end.
We chatted with Adam and he was great. You should check that at WROR.com. But also, like, Holzhauer is getting, he finally, like, joined Twitter.
Okay.
He was not on Twitter at all.
How many followers does he have
now?
Well,
it's funny. He has 41,000 followers.
Jeez.
He's following one. I think it's Jeopardy. And the other night, you know, Tom Brady was watching on Monday night when James came back
and
did the thing about betting the strawberry.
Yes.
James raised him for last night's game.
Oh, he did?
He said, all right, hey, run it back for a tomato.
Oh, yeah, Nightshade.
Tom Brady did not respond, but now, since James has only tweeted a couple of times, but one of the things he tweeted yesterday was, I'll just refresh Tom Brady's Twitter to see if he's talking about me is a completely normal and healthy thing to say.
So, that's kind of funny.
That's funny.
Good
WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome along, everybody, and welcome to the What's Your Beef Report. Okay, so bring everybody up to speed on what's going on with the
roast beef.
Roast beef.
Who knows? There's closing. I'm totally blanking on the company right now.
Kelly's Roast Beef, Saugus location
is closed.
Had to shut down.
Because one employee came back from a trip and had salmonella. And so this is why I really like Kelly's Roast Beef, because they're clear to open.
Instead of trying to hide the whole thing.
The town says, but they've shut it down so that all of the 110, I didn't realize they had so many employees.
It's a big store.
Yes, it is. I've been there. It's so good. All of the 110 employees are going to be tested so that there's no,
Right.
And it didn't have anything at all to do with the food.
No, nothing. Right. Nothing whatsoever to do with the food. I mean, that's being responsible.
Well, it is. And you know, it's like, I guess for people who love that location, it's an inconvenience.
It's a heartbreak.
And it's because
right there.
It's really good. You get on and
so
off
easy.
Route 1, and it's really easy, and all the food is delicious. But it's really what companies should be doing when this sort of thing happens.
Exactly.
Because, you know, people can get really, really sick from salmonella, and not just like, oh, you have like a stomach ache. People end up, like, you know, in the hospital sometimes. Yeah. It's bad. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't wait till they open again.
Could be open by the weekend, right?
They're hoping, yeah. But this is weird because the same day there were the two big roast beef stories on the news that I'm like, there's the Kelly story. But then there was the other one about Nick's being like the best sandwich in Massachusetts.
I think
named
it's
by people. They did this whole thing.
Yeah,
I
right.
think it's a vast roast beef conspiracy.
Yeah, because the people at Nick's are known cheaters. And so I just think that this is a little hokey. Or hoagie.
Yeah. A hoagie.
Oh, hoagie, as it were.
A lot of good beef on the North Shore.
There is a lot of good beef.
I know. We don't have any roast beef in the South Shore.
Hey, you know
what the heck?
I've been begging Kelly's to open one at Patriot Place. Can you listen to me, please, now?
Yeah,
hey, I think they ought to open a Kelly's at the Garden.
Oh, my God.
That's a good idea.
Don't you think?
I need south. More south than that.
Okay. Okay. South Station.
Hey, the Blues are coming to Boston. The Bruins will host St. Louis for the privilege of hosting Lord Stanley's Cup. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals begins Monday night at the TD Garden. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. The Blues beat San Jose 5-1 last night. They win the Western Conference Championship 4-2. It's the first time St. Louis has been to the finals since Bobby Orr's famous goal, Mother's Day, May 10th, 1970, flying through the air.
Wow.
And
wow.
The amazing thing about this, Blues were dead last in the league on January 3rd.
Really?
That's amazing.
Yes, it was a pretty amazing story. Red Sox, they got rocked by the Blue Jays, 10-3 in St. Louis, or in Toronto last night. Mitch Moreland, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Rafael Devers all hit home runs. Rick Porcello faces the Jays tonight. Is this good news, LBF?
What?
Patriots are giving Julian Edelman a 2-year contract extension.
Oh, that's good.
$12 million guaranteed, $8 million signing bonus. And congratulations to 13-year-old Max Finn of Georgetown. He just won the Junior Olympics Men's National Gymnastics Championship.
Get out of town.
This kid is a stud athlete. Sports brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's time now for the Great Holiday Weekend Wedding Debate here, and I think it's pretty much becoming more and more universally accepted that it's in bad form to schedule your wedding for a holiday weekend.
Yeah, long weekends, holiday weekends.
I mean, who'd do that anyway?
Yeah, who in their right mind would do that?
Me. I've been thinking about this. I got married May 24th, 1998. It was a Sunday. It was Memorial Day weekend. I thought it was a great idea. But now, almost 21 years later, I realize that I'm a monster, and I can't believe people showed up.
Wow.
Because it's a holiday weekend, and when you're young, you don't realize how time is limited.
Yeah, right.
And people want to use it not to come to my wedding, but to actually go
weekend.
To the beach. Yeah. Okay, but wait. I have the holidays to get married on ranked, but I just want to stick up for myself for 1 second because I Googled the worst days to get married. And number 8 on Martha Stewart's list is any extended weekend. Deciding whether to get married on an extended weekend like Memorial Day, Labor Day, or Columbus Day means weighing the pros and cons of an extra day off of work. One advantage is better for out-of-town guests. So that's why I did it, because Dave's family, all of the family was from New Jersey.
Yeah, they're from Jersey, and so who cares? So,
nice.
I did.
Well, thanks.
But if you're going to do it, you should do it like early on a Saturday morning.
That's right.
So then you get the rest of the long weekend.
Okay. It's less expensive on the Sunday.
Really?
You get married on a Sunday?
Really, on a Sunday.
I get married on a Sunday, so people could, like...
Actually, Monday is really a good day, so you could do it at the end of the long day.
No, we had a brunch on Monday for people, so that was
nice. So they had to stick around.
So they had to stay late.
Excellent.
I'm not a complete monster, because here they are ranked. Totally fine. Columbus Day. Because nobody really cares.
Nobody really.
Like, both of my kids were born on long weekends, so it's tough tricky. Trying to plan a birthday party.
You can't do it on a long weekend.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, go for it completely. Because New Year's Eve is awful.
Yeah.
And if you go to a wedding, the food is free, the drinks are probably free. And
good Irish tradition.
You don't have to go to a dumb New Year's party.
You might have to rent a tux.
Yeah, that's tricky. People get dressed up on you. Not rude, President's Day. Unless you have kids or are a skier, this is no big deal.
Or your name's Washington.
One or the other.
Not that rude. Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, although a lot of people don't. I mean, do they have it off? When do we do? But, all right, borderline rude. Memorial Day.
You're borderline.
I'm borderline.
Okay.
Pretty rude. Labor Day. It's sacred because it's the last weekend of summer.
Yep,
and I think that's worse than the first weekend. So I feel
like
if I'd gotten married on Labor Day, it would have been worse. Super rude. July 4th weekend.
My dad was married on July 4th weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he was.
It's the best.
But he had an awesome DJ.
Hank DJ. I made Hank work the weekend.
Oh, nice.
I was happy to do it.
He basically just had an awesome barbecue.
Okay.
And there was also a wedding.
Okay.
So it was really just a barbecue.
A barbecue and a wedding happened.
Because one of the great things about July 4th weekend is it's hot and you have hot dogs and, you know, you're casually dressed. You don't have to put on sequins. But that's cool.
I wore sequins anyway.
You did?
Yes.
Plus, your dad has a spectacular mansion.
Yeah.
That helped.
That's right.
Thanksgiving, you're a monster.
That is impossible.
Well,
you can't do
crazy.
It on Thanksgiving.
And Christmas.
Of course not.
What's wrong with you?
No. Maybe you're Jewish.
Okay, good point.
Point well taken. Thank you.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Min Femme Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is about to leave for a trip to the Moose Lodge Convention in Machias when we hear...
Say, Effie.
Yeah?
Thanks for packing my bag, but why did you put a condom in there? You know I only have eyes for you.
Oh, I know that, Ephus, but with all the wild partying and temptations they have up in Machias, with all them terrible diseases out there, I just feel much safer and more protected if you left prepared.
Well, I see how you feel, so for your peace of mind, I'll do it just for you.
Oh, thank you, Ephus.
No problem. And one more thing.
What's that, sweetheart?
Well, as long as you're at it, why don't you throw a half dozen in there and make sure they're ribbed?
Okay.
Join us again soon. Another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Min Femme. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays. 80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
So it's absolutely beautiful out there this morning. The sun's shining, the sky is blue. It's looking really good. And the temperatures get up to like 70 again today. And everybody's saying, oh, finally, because it took so long. But now, all of a sudden, your allergies are going to be breaking.
I got allergies, cough and sneeze. I hate my allergies. I got allergies to the trees. I hate my allergies. I need any histamines. Give to me tissues for my nose. I got allergies, allergies. Woe is me, yeah, I got bad allergies.
Heck, you're suffering over. You're struggling.
I am. I was worse over the weekend, but I just had to get a blow my nose. I did use some hand sanitizer for those.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep, we appreciate it.
You get the tickle in the back of your throat. Oof.
I know. You can't get rid of it.
No, like, I'm usually not affected by allergies, but this year I'm like coughing and my eyes are watering and I just can't go outside. Like, I waited so long to go outside with my nice new like patio set.
Yep.
And just, it's beautiful. And I sit down and I mean, just, it's just covered like a dusting.
You know, I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We went out Sunday. We were going to just sit on the back deck. It was finally nice. It was a beautiful day. I took the leaf blower and blew off all the dust.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Uncovered the furniture. We sat down and it was just windy enough that those stringy things out of the trees and the pollen.
Out of the oak trees, right?
I was covered
it's
in minutes. And I'm like, what is going on? And then, even last night, I let the dog out and the back light turned on and it looked like it was snowing.
Yeah, Mother Nature.
There was so much stuff out there.
Outside is very problematic, which is why I stay inside. But, I mean, it's just, it's bad and it's...
Maybe that's the difference this year because you've been running.
Yeah, that's
and
you've right.
been
you started
doing
running
outdoor activities.
That's true. That's
maybe
true.
Your years as a shut-in have kept you safe.
That's right. I haven't had any allergies, but this year because I've been outside so much and sucking wind and pollen and anything else that's in the air, I am terrible.
It's like when you let an indoor cat outside, it comes back in,
right?
Coughs up a fur ball.
Yeah,
you know you're right
exactly
about that.
Exactly what I did. As soon as I got off,
he starts coughing up fur balls. We're going to be really. Hey, does anybody have a cottonwood?
Quite embarrassing.
You have a cottonwood. Tree. I got a cottonwood tree and it is blowing. It looked like it was snowing. The cotton balls are coming off the thing.
How about a surgical mask? That might help. You see, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think I'm going to rethink this outside thing because I can't. Yeah, I can't wear mascara. My eyes are watering so much. So, that's not good.
Yeah, I've been having the same problem.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Okay, where are we going to start today?
Well, we've got Stranger Things news, why Amy Schumer is the best. But first up, I love this story because it involves people remembering things differently, which is kind of like...
Revisions.
It happens all the time. In his new book, Moby, claims he had a brief romantic fling with Natalie Portman?
Really?
When she was 20 and he was about 36. Natalie Portman remembers it differently.
Oh, really?
She says she was 18 and they only hung out a few times before she realized how, quote, creepy and inappropriate he was being.
Oh, stop.
Well, that's awkward. In his book, he said, I was a bald binge drinker and Natalie Portman was a beautiful movie star, but here she was in my dressing room flirting with me.
Really?
Okay. I mean, this is perfect because it's so funny how some guys think that by just talking to you, having a conversation with you means that you're coming
on. He couldn't help it. You know, he's self-admittedly hammered.
Again, case in point. Don't prove my theories. I bet you. This is what she says. Their relationship ended according to Moby when she called to tell him that she'd met someone else, and he says he was, quote, relieved that I'd never have to tell her how damaged I was. Okay. Well, Natalie's version of the story is a little different. She says, he said I was 20. I definitely wasn't. I was a teenager. I had just turned 18. We only hung out a handful of times before I realized that this was an older man who was interested in me in a way that felt inappropriate. And even at the time, I realized he was a much older man being creepy with me. And she's also very disturbed that he used the story to sell books.
What's the age difference on him? I don't even know.
Well,
18
and
36.
18
and
36. 36. 18 years.
I did 18 years.
Wow.
She did math. She did math.
I can do inappropriate age difference math really quickly in my head.
She did math.
Because I like to judge. Okay. Speaking of judging, Amy Schumer had a baby 2 weeks ago, Gina Tell.
Yep.
And say that fast, it sounds like Gina Tay, but whatever.
Sounds or something.
Yeah. So she did stand all right. She did stand up the other night, and she got a little mom shamed for it because she only had a baby 2 weeks ago. I mean,
so?
My God.
Who cares?
I know. I, it's I. people on the internet, you know, keyboard courage, can't stand it.
Yeah, okay.
But she is, her Instagram feed after she's had this baby is amazing because in just 2 weeks, she has just blown the lid on what motherhood really looks like after you have a baby. Because, you know, like Meghan Markle, she's beautiful and all that other stuff. And all the pictures in People magazine, yeah, they're like glossy photos and everybody like looks perfect. She posts her first photo was a picture of her friend holding her son, and at 1 o'clock in the picture, in the background, is her on the toilet in the hospital, and she writes MILF 1 o'clock.
Oh my God!
And then the second one was, "What are you doing? What are you doing tonight?" As a picture of her sitting on a bed with sort of like a tube top on, but with two cutouts, with her a breast pump, hard at work, and she's like looking tired and whatnot. And today's is her sitting on a bed with the same sort of situation with the breast pump and sending out love to all the moms shaming me for doing stand-up last night. Tiny Stairs, Schumer pump rules. I love it. So it's wow. She's a pretty fun person to follow on Instagram if you are bored by, like, I don't know, everybody else. And finally.
Yes, finally.
Stranger Things, I forgot, is coming out July 4th, so yeah. I'm really excited. Although, is it rude to drop a
new show?
Yeah,
a long weekend. You can
okay,
binge
all right, good.
You
know.
Yeah, they got time.
But
time.
Coinciding with that, New Coke is back. Coca-Cola is bringing back
really?
50,000 cases or whatever. Just a ton of it. One case too many. back because...
Well, I thought they burned that recipe.
Wow, that was one of the... I have mixed emotions about it. This happened back in the mid-'80s.
1985.
Yeah. Yep. It was 1985. So Coca-Cola, which was like number one, but they were getting a lot of heat from Pepsi. Pepsi was really challenged. They had a thing back then called the Pepsi Challenge.
I love the Pepsi yeah. Challenge. Okay. Remember they had like kiosks set up at the Braintree Plaza?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I'd go in and like be like, I'm
so Coca-Cola says, okay, we're going to make a huge splash in the market. We're going to change the recipe for Coca-Cola, which had been around for like 100 years at the time. And America went nuts. They hated it.
They were putting the cocaine back in.
That's right. Yeah, right.
What a time to be alive.
It was the 80s.
There wasn't any left by 1985.
Exactly.
It only lasted a couple months, and they went back to the old recipe. But then, in retrospect, I'm thinking, was that really a mistake, or was that one of the most brilliant marketing campaigns ever? Because everybody talked about Coca-Cola for like 6 months.
Right. It's a limited supply, so you got to rush out and get that crappy Coke. But it's because Stranger Things is set in 1985, and New Coke was born and died in 1985. Yeah. Wow. So there you go.
Okay.
That's what's going on.
Thank you much.
Right. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WRO.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, we're very, very excited here on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds this morning on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program because our friends at Century Bank dropped by yesterday with another huge bag filled with $1,000 bills.
Yep.
Okay, so now we want to give one away. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air from WROR. Our player this morning is a college student named John Lacombe. He's from Northbridge, Massachusetts, and he's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, college student, where are you going to school?
Birmingham State.
Birmingham State. Okay, yeah. What's your major?
Undeclared at the moment.
Ah, okay.
That means drinking.
Okay. What is that?
Okay,
what is
that? Okay.
Keep it open.
Well, you've come to the right place. We can help you out because we are experts on higher education. And as we'll be attested to in the very difficult questions you're going to have to face here on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Now, you realize that LBF is going to have 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to give the correct answer on all those. If you do that, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank, right?
Sounds good.
Okay. Kind of help pay off your tuition. Kind of like Oprah.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Just like Oprah.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
What is 6 minus 3?
3.
What car is best remembered as a time-traveling vehicle in the Back to the Future movies?
DeLorean.
What is Kim Kardashian's newborn son's name?
Saint.
J.K. Rowling wrote this series of books.
Harry Potter.
When was the infamous New Coke launched? 1975, 85, or 95?
85.
Whose kitchen is on display at the National Museum of American History?
Pat.
True or false, the Bare Naked Ladies wrote the theme song for The Big Bang Theory?
True.
Name one of Princess Diana's children.
Pat.
Who are the Bruins playing in the Stanley Cup?
The Blues.
In which city was the show Full House located?
San Francisco.
Whose kitchen is on display at the National Museum of American History?
Martha Stewart.
Name one of Princess Diana's children.
John.
Okay, that's all.
I got you down for 7 correct.
Yeah, you got seven right. Okay. Oh, my God, you did a great job.
You were good, so let's go ahead and review.
All right, what is Kim Kardashian's newborn son's name? She does have a son named Saint, but the newest one is Sam. I know. I'm sorry.
Go figure. You're close.
It's tough to keep track of.
At least you were biblical. The kitchen on display at the National Museum of American History. Good guess.
Extremely good guess.
But it was not Martha Stewart. It's Julia Childs.
You ever hear of Julia Childs?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Brian Bell's impression of her? Because that's something
again.
Else.
Wow.
And one of Princess Diana's children, that would be William or Harry.
Hey, I thought you did a great job.
You did
John.
A really good job.
Very good.
So for you, John Lacombe, we have a great consolation prize. I know you're going to enjoy this. It's a pair of tickets to see Corteo by Cirque du Soleil. It's an extravagant spectacle featuring astonishing aerobatics. No, acrobatics. Because that would be neat to have an airplane. But it's acrobatics.
Aerobatics sounds like a fun thing.
It's going to be the Gannis Arena coming up on June 19th through June 30th. Hey, enjoy that. Thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a great day today.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Anybody else?
Good job. Way to go, Framingham State.
You want to play the game? You got to log on. You got to qualify. You got to register. Just log on to WRR.com. You could win $1,000 from Century Bank. That's Hall & Oates. This is Lorna Weinberg. And that's one of the unusual little known things about Hall & Oates. I don't know if you knew this, but you know Daryl Hall and John Oates. John Oates' real last name is not Oates. His last name was Nass. But they thought it would sound bad to have a band called Hall & Nass. And so they changed his name
that's
to...
That's not a true story, is it?
I can't go for that.
Well, of course it is.
Oh.
Of course it is.
Hey, I have something to give away. I would really believe it. I have a great thing to give away. Want to be happy? A 4-pack of tickets to Happy Place, the interactive, immersive pop-up exhibit with larger-than-life installations and multi-sensory-themed rooms. It's a total Instagram heaven. It's been extended in Boston through June 30th. We'll take the 15th caller, 617-931-1057. It's right on Boylston Street.
This will be a good test to see if anybody's listening after that horrible joke.
Hello! Okay, hey, listen. Let's talk about your kids.
Yeah, and speaking of Instagram.
Now, see, get a load of this.
Yeah.
So this report comes out yesterday, and they're asking parents, at what age do you believe it's proper to start preparing your child for the child's future, and I mean, you know, professional future as a career. And people came back with an astonishing answer, 5 and a half.
Crazy!
Five and a half. Although, I must say, Hank has a grandson, and how old is Harv now?
Harv's 19 months. 19,
okay, and you've already got him being a pilot, right?
He is fascinated with airplanes. We took a walk to Medford Square yesterday, a mile and a half. We probably saw 30 airplanes. I think he probably knows the models and how many passengers were on each one.
There you go.
Fascinated. Okay. So I started thinking, well, you know, maybe someday he wants to be a pilot.
Sam was into dinosaurs when he was about that age, but I never thought he was going to be the next Ross Geller.
That's the difference between you and I.
You know?
Oh, there you go.
And now he shows no interest in it. Now he wants to be an NBA player and doctor.
Oh,
well,
great.
Harv still likes airplanes.
That was pretty good. No, it's good.
We've already had one of those. Dr. J.
I was really, really interested in television at 5, so... really worked out for me.
There you go.
Okay. Basically watched
okay.
TV for a little.
Now listen to this. This is how fast the kids are advancing now. And I bet everybody can relate to this. They say that they've learned that the average kid will be better at technology than their parents by the time they're 8 years old. And I believe that.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I mean, you know, it's funny. I can't turn on my television, but Lucy can. I can't figure out how to get Sonos to work sometimes, but Lucy can. She's great. She's like, I can't. This one doesn't work. I'll do this. Blah, blah, blah. It's fantastic. And then not to mention how she gets on some YouTube channels. I'm sorry.
How to get on that thing anyway.
Lots of kissing montages.
Yes. Oh, so many kissing montages. It's so weird.
Leo and Tapa, 8 years old, just made First Communion. Yeah. When he was 2 years old, he could take his mother's iPad, and he knew where to flip through, like up and down, page to page, to find the spot where he could watch his appropriate, like, Nickelodeon shows.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Pretty good.
2 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah, I mean, Sam's nine now. He's
he can run all of your technology.
He knows all
right?
the stuff. He has his own little private Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed. Like, he posts with hashtags and songs. I'm like, wow, how'd you do that, buddy? That
yeah.
looks cool.
Wow. Hey, could you teach Dad how
to do that?
That would be really, really cool.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Thank you very much. Okay, coming up next on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio.
Okay, there's something going on television tonight that we're supposed to be excited about, but none of us really are feeling it. So, I don't know. Well, it's live.
I think it's
gonna live,
be
and it's going to be possibly gonna be horrible. You think?
I really do.
We're going to tell you all about this awful show next.
Oh, no. Hey, okay, Trouble Spot Traffic is brought to you by Big Y World Class
Market. What's
got
going on there, Hank?
Sterling Inbound, the overhyped truck before the Beale Bridge. Route 1 South, three-car crash at 95. Northbound Expressway, plugged from the split to Columbia Road. And Route 3 North, you're back to 44, working to the accident by 139. With a My Big Y digital account, you can receive personalized offers, browse the weekly ad, create shopping lists, and more. Just download the My Big Y app or visit BigY.com today to create your digital account, save time and money, and make shopping easier.
Hey, Bob, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the incredible Bob Heim from Randolph, Massachusetts, who's our winner this week. And tell Bob what he's won, LBF.
You have won a four-pack of tickets to Happy Place, the interactive immersive pop-up exhibit with larger-than-life installations and multi-sensory themed rooms. It's awesome and extended in Boston through June 30th. It's right on Boylston Street. Have so much fun.
Have fun.
Send
while
us
you're
your
there,
Instagram
okay?
pictures.
Go to your happy place.
Yeah, go to your happy place
thought,
and send us some pictures.
I thought I won the Holland Ass box set.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
Thank you so much for playing. We appreciate it. Okay. So ABC's, in my opinion, taking a big chance tonight.
I think so, too.
Because they're doing, you know, a big special. And it's a takeoff on All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
It's actually, so this is why I think it's a little crazy. It's called Live in Front of a Studio Audience,
yeah.
which that expression alone is risky.
Yeah.
You know, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to be a 90-minute total thing, and they're airing an actual episode, recreating an episode from All in the Family
okay.
and an actual episode from the Jeffersons.
So these
with
are
a
episodes
completely
that,
recast.
That were And
they were original. Like it would
original
be like
episode.
The
okay. See now that's I
oh
think
my
that's,
nose episode of the Brady Bunch or something. You
I
know?
Think this is why they're going to run into trouble because both of those shows were built completely on stereotypes and bigotry, and
none of that around anymore.
No, of course, yeah, and we know. But it was
oh
at a time in, a time in our lives when we were felt free. I guess free to look at that.
Well, I mean, it was
and
it
laugh
was,
at it. But in today's society, see, because everything in PC, everything's PC. Everybody
you say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. And everything is hashtag how dare you.
Maybe right. that's the hey. Point, is to show how ridiculous that was.
It could be. It could be.
Or
hey.
Maybe it's just revisiting.
But you know, will it be accepted?
Well, I think it's. I think maybe they're just revisiting it because I think what people have learned recently is that we haven't changed much since the 60s, that the Archie Bunker stereotype is still around. And, you know, maybe it'll be give us a new lens in which to look at it and maybe learn some things about ourselves
yeah,
and how we haven't changed.
It's a Jimmy Kimmel thing. He was
yeah.
talking to, like, his buddies about these shows and how iconic they were and, like, what yeah. would it be like? And
if
the cast is amazing.
Yes. So
well, it is, really. It
Woody
is.
Harrelson yeah. as Archie Bunker. I can see that. Marissa Tomei as Edith Bunker.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Ike Barinholtz from Mike Stivic, Meathead.
Okay, yeah. Meathead.
And
yeah.
Ellie Kemper as Gloria.
Okay. Okay.
And she's funny. And then on the Jeffersons. Jamie Foxx as George Jefferson. Wanda Sykes as Louise.
Okay.
Justina Machado as Florence, you know, the is she the maid? Yeah,
Flo.
She's
yeah.
Flo.
Yeah.
Yes. And Will Ferrell as Tom Willis, who was the neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just really looks, I mean, I just
will
think,
it be accepted? That's the question.
I don't, well, I mean, who knows if it will be
or
accepted.
Or will it just be horrible?
Like,
just,
maybe yeah. it will be.
Because the trend of, like, like Jimmy was saying, the trend of like these live musicals, they did Jesus Christ Superstar, yeah. and they've done all these live musicals, and they've been...
I just, again, live in front of an audience. Yeah.
What's really what's the risk, though? If it's lousy, it fails. You know, it doesn't mean they're not talented.
That's true. You
know? Nope, I think it's the end of Will Ferrell's career if this goes poorly.
So much of that.
He still has Elf.
It'll be fun to watch. I don't know. I've kind of talked myself into watching it.
I'm going to tape it so I don't have to watch it live.
I want to see what's going on, too. I'm really anxious to see how people react to it, now they've treated it. Yeah. You know, so that's coming up tonight.
Twitter will tell us immediately.
ABC tonight.
Exactly, ABC. Okay.
Tune in.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. We'll give you a little quiz here this morning. Because they went down to Manhattan, and they did a study on bacteria covering different surfaces.
Sounds like a fun weekend.
Wow, okay, this is going to be great. Okay, so they said, okay, I'm going to ask you, which is dirtier? Which has more bacteria on it? Cash, coins, or credit card? What do you think?
I think coins.
You think coins?
Because I've seen coins on the ground, and they're gross.
Yeah, okay. I think cash, because it's like material. Okay, okay. You know,
I've tasted it, and it's awful.
what do you think, Hank?
I think it's cash.
Actually, credit cards. Are dirtier. Really? Yeah, they found more bacteria on credit cards than either coin or paper money. And as a matter of fact, the credit card is dirtier than a Subway pole. Now, I'm thinking that's really hard to believe. That's...
Well, I mean, if you think about it, swipe it, and I don't know. The world is so disgusting. I don't want to know about it. I mean, if you think about it, like, God... It's just so gross that if you start to perseverate on it, like I would leave the house.
Whoa. What was that?
If you start to perseverate, like you think about it constantly.
That's the first time we've ever had perseverate on it.
You think about it constantly, because like then everything you touch, like if I start to think about this microphone and this keyboard, I'll throw up.
Okay.
Oh.
Right
on the keyboard.
Okay. Yeah, then you'll definitely want to clean those. Okay.
I apologize. Here, lick my credit card.
105.7 WROR. Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.